The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, that one may turn away from the snares of death. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life. One evening last week, I was using a chainsaw to make a teeter-totter, of all things. Kind of the best of both worlds. I get to use the chainsaw, and the kids get a toy. Worked out well. It's a win for everybody. But as I was cutting, I noticed the cutting was going a little slow, so I figured they needed some bar oil. So I set the saw down, I pulled the cap off, dumped some bar oil in, started sawing again, cutting away, and then all of a sudden white plumes of smoke started coming out. And then I realized that I put the bar oil in the gas tank. Proverbs 3, verse 7. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. You see, when I follow the directions of the chainsaw's maker, Husqvarna would have told me to put the bar oil in the other hole, the other cap on the other side of the chainsaw. If I had done that, things would have gone well. But as it was, I just made a big greasy paperweight out of my chainsaw. Fearing the Lord is like putting the right fluids in the right reservoirs at the right time, per the Maker's instructions. And our Maker has given us instructions, hasn't he? I think one that comes to mind in particular is from Matthew 22:7. Our Lord says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets." Contrast the ways of our Lord with Proverbs 14:12. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. So, fearing the Lord brings healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. But following our own ways, or as some would say, following your own heart, would lead to death. How sad it is when we view the commandments of our Lord as binding up, as oppressive, instead of as building up and setting us free from the chains of death. How deceived we are when the words of our Lord make us want to go and hide from Him. Some would say to the Christian, think of all you're missing, all the things you cannot do by following God. Look at all that I get to do, I'm free. And I reply, oh, I can do much more though. You see, I can feed the orphan and care for the widow. I can love my enemies with real love, not the fake love. I can take a meal to a stranger who is suffering without requiring anything in return. I can prefer others before myself. I can be awe-inspired by the hand of God at His creation. I can love children and view them as many men would view a large bank. The Proverbs say that the fear of the Lord is a fountain of life. Let's take a little walk with Ezekiel as the angel of the Lord leads him through what the temple ought to look like. And keep in mind, as he's walking through the temple, the glory of the Lord is filling this temple. Let's read from Ezekiel chapter 47. I'll start in verse 1. Take a walk with me in your mind. Then he brought me back to the door of the temple, and behold, water was issuing from below the threshold of the temple toward the east. For the temple faced east. The water was flowing down from below the south at the threshold of the temple, south of the altar. Then he brought me out by the way of the north gate and led me around on the outside to the outer gate that faces toward the east. And behold, the water was trickling out on the south side. Going on eastward with a measuring line in his hand, the man measured 1,000 cubits. This is about 1.25 times around the running track. So he measured about 1,000 cubits and then led me through the water, and it was ankle deep. And again, he measured 1,000 and led me through the water, and it was knee deep. And again, he measured 1,000. They're getting farther and farther away from the temple. He measured another 1,000 feet. And it was waist deep. And then he measured another 1,000. And the river. And it was a river that I could not pass through, for the water had risen. It was deep enough to swim, a river that could not be passed through. And he said to me, "Son of man, have you seen this?" Then he led me back to the bank of the river, and as I went back, I saw on the bank of the river very many trees on the one side and on the other. And he said to me, "This water flows toward the eastern region and goes down to the Arabah and enters the sea. And when the water flows into the sea, the water will become fresh. And wherever the river goes, every living creature that swarms will live. And there will be very many fish. For this water goes there, that the water of the sea may become fresh, so that everything will live where the river goes. Fishermen will stand beside the sea from Engedi to Englave. It will be a place for the spreading of nets. Its fish will be of very many kinds, like the fish of the great sea. But its swamps and marshes will become fresh. They are to be left for salt. And on the banks of both sides of the river, there will grow all kinds of trees for food. Their leaves will not wither." Does this remind you of Psalm 1? "Their leaves will not wither. Their fruit fail. But they will bear fresh fruit every month, because the water for them flows from the sanctuary. Their fruit will be for food, and their leaves for healing." Isn't this a great vision? Do you want me to read that again? "This river of life flows from the Lord and from Him alone." And when you compare this with Psalm 1, it does make sense that the law of God is as the river of life. And my exhortation to you this morning, family, is that if you want to live, go swimming with Ezekiel and drink from the fountain of life that flows from the temple of the Lord. View the law of God as flowing, as life-giving, as its banks are lined with fruit trees, bearing fruit every month. Anybody have a tree that bears fruit every month? Its waters teeming with fish, all kinds of great fish from the great sea. This food for our soul. Second, exhorts you to grow. Ask the Lord where you need to grow in faith. Study, pray, repent. Study, pray, listen to the preaching of the Word. Study, pray, repent. Incline your ears to the Word. Ask God to increase your faith and grow. Grow by the river. He is the man who is planted by streams of river in Psalm 1, who grows tall like a mighty oak tree that will not be easily blown over. And third, we don't just bear knowledge, we bear fruit. As you grow in faith, do something for God. Faith without works is dead. Jesus says in John 15:5, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." We have faith that saves us apart from works. Don't we, says the Deacon Stewart? But when we have faith and works together, that faith is alive and active, James 2:22. Some have works without faith. At least those whom Jesus never knew. The fruit that we bear replicates the source. And I mentioned the glory of the Lord is filling the temple. And this river of life is flowing out from beneath the threshold. Proverbs 11:30. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. But whoever captures souls is wise. The mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life also. I think Proverbs 10:11. Proverbs 13:14. The teaching of the wise is a fountain of life that one may turn away from the snare of death. Are you as the Lord? Are you shining brightly His glory this morning? You drink from the river of life, from the fountain that He gives you from His Word, by His Spirit. Let's pray. My Father in heaven, we thank You, God, as You are the source of all life, of all that is good and pleasant. Father, of all that is refreshing, of all that is healing, Lord, You are the source thereof. Father, we repent this morning of our drawing from our own strength, of our own wisdom. Father, we repent of seeking out medicine to be healed, or entertainment to be pleased, to be happy, to be full of joy. We repent this morning of wanting to put on nice clothes in order to feel good and look good, instead of drawing from the river of life that fills us and bears much fruit in us. Father, these things that we give to You, and we ask, Lord, this morning that You would be the source of life to us, that we would draw upon Your strength and on Your strength alone, Lord. Father, we pray that You would give us great faith to be full of contentment, full of joy, full of humility, full of love for one another, and this by Your strength, Father. As Your Word commands us, Father, may we draw strength from You, and Lord, may we be humble enough to ask of it. And Lord, now we confess our own sins to You. We thank You, Lord, for the promise that as we confess our sins, that You are faithful. You are just to forgive us our sins. And not only this, Lord, but You will cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Lord. And may it be so. We pray this in Jesus' name.